Well, hello again, my gorgeous little Quizlets. Welcome back to another episode of the Pub Quiz. Get yourself a pen and paper because you'll need to write your answers down. Like a traditional pub quiz, you know? I'll give you 10 questions and then, after I've given you the answers to those, you get your golden question and your chance to win yourself 25 quid. Also, we've got a big announcement coming up, so make sure you stay tuned. All right, but here come your first 10 questions. Are you ready? Question number one. Music. Stop making the... Oh, I'm going to sing, actually. Stop making the eyes at me, I'll stop making the eyes at you. Got it? Our lyrics from a 2006 hit track from which Sheffield band? Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two, history. Which Greek god is often depicted with a winged headpiece and winged shoes? Maureen, start that clock. Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three, around the world. What UK county has the second largest population after Greater London? Because Greater London is a county, ladies and gentlemen. Is it A, West Yorkshire, B, the West Midlands, or C, Greater Manchester? And your time starts now. That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. Actor David Corenswet, now I've never heard of him either, will be playing the lead role in which upcoming superhero movie, which marks the first film in the new DC Universe franchise. If you know your comics, that's just narrowed it down a bit. I hope you're ready, because here comes the clock. Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five, sport. In chess. Sport? Chess. All right. In chess, the player using what colour always goes first? Here comes your thinking time, but be quick. Bong. Question number six, music. Which artiste titles her albums after the age she was when she wrote them? Are you ready? Because here come them beeps. Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven, history. When first invented in 1957, what was bubble wrap originally marketed as before they realised it was perfect for packaging delicate items? And, you know, also popping aimlessly because it's fun. Was it invented to be A, a toy, B, wallpaper, or C, material for making coats? I don't know. Start that clock. Stop that clock. Question number eight, food and drink. What nut is used to make marzipan? And the old ticky timer starts now. That's it, that's it. Time is up. Question number nine, entertainment. What is the board game Cluedo called in the USA? Because, you know, they always have to be different. Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard, you'll blow a gasket. If I could turn back time, but I can't, and it's run out. And question number 10, general knowledge. Which toy company has the highest annual revenue? Is it A, Hasbro, B, Lego, or C, Mattel? Maureen, are you ready with that clock? That's it, no cheating, your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. Right then, my dears, you're out of time. Put your pens down, because here come them all-important answers. And after the answers, I'm going to give you this week's golden question and your chance to win yourself £25 and a very important announcement about the golden question. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's find out who's this week's brain boxes. Here come your answers. Question number one, music. Stop making the eyes at me, I'll stop making the eyes at you. A lyrics from a 2006 hit track from which Sheffield band? The song is I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor, and the band is the Arctic Monkeys. Question number two, history. Which Greek god is often depicted with a winged headpiece and winged shoes? That is Hermes, the messenger of the gods. Question number three, around the world. Which UK county has the second largest population after Greater London? The answer is B, West Midlands. London has 8,901,000 people, apparently. West Midlands has 2,910,000, and Greater Manchester, 2,824,000. So there you go. Question number four, entertainment. Actor David Corenswet will be playing the lead role in which upcoming superhero movie? The first film in the new DC Universe franchise. The answer is Superman. Previously, that film was going to be called Superman Legacy, but it's now just called Superman. And I've got to be honest, you know, I do really feel sorry for old Henry Cavill, because he seems like a lovely man. And I thought he was a very good Superman, even though I'm not really into the idea of a dark Superman, because Superman should be bright coloured and, you know, do heroic things and not be edgy. I'll get off my soapbox now and get on with the answers, shall I? Question number five, sport. In chess, that still doesn't sound right to me. The player using what colour always goes first? That is white. Question number six, music. Which artist titles her albums after the age she was when she wrote them? Of course, that is our Adele Atkins. Question number seven, history. When first invented in 1957, what was bubble wrap originally marketed as? The answer was B, wallpaper. Question number eight, food and drink. Which nut is used to make marzipan? That is almonds. No, it's not almonds, actually. It's almonds, all right. And I can't even talk properly. Get it right. Question number nine, entertainment. What is the game Cluedo called in the US? They just call it Clue. Actually, now I think about it, what does the dough bit even mean? Doesn't really make sense, does it? Maybe they got that right. And question number 10, general knowledge. What toy company has the highest annual revenue? The answer was B, Lego. And pleasingly, I thought, the company is still owned by the Kirk Christensen family, who founded it in 1932. Isn't that lovely? Right then, my glorious popsicles or something. Here we go. Here's this week's golden question. And this is the penultimate golden question, ladies and gentlemen, because there'll be one more next week and then there'll be no more. And the reason for that, I think you'll agree, is very exciting. We figured it was high time that you got to see my lovely face a lot more than you do now. And I'm sure you'll all agree. So, from next month, one episode of the Pub Quiz per month will be video. Yes, you heard me correctly. You'll be able to watch me now as well as listen to me. Who doesn't want that? Shut up, Maureen. We'll have more details a bit nearer the time on where you can actually gaze upon my beautiful face. But for now, here comes this week's golden question. Which English football team are known as the Red Devils? Do you know the answer to that question? Do you? Oh, well, okay. Well, I wasn't expecting that. Very well done. You'll get a little message from me any moment now in the app that goes with your digital assistant thingy. Just, you know, follow that and it will all become clear, I'm sure. Or if you're listening to the podcast version, the link will be in the show notes below. Good luck, everyone.